Hello, and welcome to the Power Your Advice podcast, brought to you by Advisorpedia. In this series, we interview innovators from across the financial services industry to help you understand who they are, what they do, and why that matters to you and your clients. And now, please join your host, Doug Heikkinen.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Matson Money is a multi-generational registered investment advisor company founded in 1991 by Mark Matson. They're transforming the investing experience by helping advisors discover their true purpose for money and aligning clients' investment strategies with their values. Today, we welcome back Josh Crawford, who's the Vice President of Training and Development at Matson Money. In today's episode, Josh will delve into complexities of financial advising and empowerment, shining the spotlight on Matson Money's investor strategies and key sessions at their upcoming Advanced Advisor Conference. Welcome back to the podcast, Josh.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Portfolio construction may be what advisors consider to be their secret sauce, and they may be unwilling to provide education on that. Do you agree or disagree with that? And how do you think advisors can best educate investors on portfolio construction?
I completely disagree with that. I think the secret in this industry that no one's talking about is that there is no secret sauce. There is no way to consistently beat the market. And anybody that says that there is either lying or delusional. So I think for investors, transparency is key. It's their money and they deserve to know what's going on with it. Now, there isn't any secret sauce. What there is science. So what I think advisors can do is you can educate investors on academic principles in a way where they can get their arms around them. You know, so we take thousands of people through our two-day workshop, The American Dream Experience. And in 2 days, people get a basic understanding of efficient market hypothesis. They get a basic understanding of modern portfolio theory and FAMA French factor investing. So I think it's really, really key that investors are educated, that advisors are transparent with how the money's being managed. And overall, that's what makes successful investors when they know what's going on with their money.
Let's move on to a different topic. How should advisors help their clients deal with economic anxiety?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Economic anxiety. So to deal with the question, I think we've got to think through what is anxiety. And anxiety is just a fear of the future. So the way that advisors can help investors deal with the fear of the future is a couple things. Number one is having investors look at long-term perspectives, look at different time frames where it looked like the world was coming down and the markets made it out of it. So that's one thing, showing different time frames. You know, you had 2008, everyone said the sky was falling, markets recovered, the S&P's been on a tear for nearly 10 years since. And then you also got a time in the world, which may be one of the worst times we've ever experienced, such as World War II. And during that time, you had the S&P from 1941 through 1945, the S&P's up 16%. And then U.S. small value stocks are up over 45%. So educating investors on different timeframes seems to really relieve some of that fear. Also letting them know that, look, the future is unpredictable. So the best that we can do is we can create a strategy and create a game plan that's going to take advantage of market drops by rebalancing. It's designed to support them for a lifetime. So I think education is the answer to that question.
Anxiety also comes from so much noise in the media.
Yeah.
How should advisors help their clients build their understanding of US and other markets?
You know, with all the noise in the media, we'll often tell advisors to tell investors to turn it off. So the media doesn't exist to inform or give investors peace of mind. It's quite the opposite. So I think a lot of investors could take some time away from the media or at least be impartial with what they're hearing on the media. That can really help. For the second part of the question, I think investors need to be educated, deserve to be educated on how markets work. There's a couple ways to do that. One is having them understand that returns come from the market, not a manager. And you don't need a brilliant manager that's going to attempt to beat the market to be a successful investor. You can simply own the whole market. And you can show investors enough data that the data has some statistical relevance. You can show investors from 1927 through 2022, the S&P annualized is over 10%. Large value stocks that are nearly 12%, 11.9%. U.S. small value stocks that are over 14% from 1927 through 2022 annualized. So showing investors market rates of returns in the U.S. and then also internationally. International data, we don't have great data prior to 1970, but from 1970 through 2002, international small stocks are at over 13%. So educating investors and sharing some of these statistics can help them tune out some of that noise, and it can give them some hope for the future. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen over the next 5 to 10 days. We don't know what's the next, which way the next 20% will go, but historically in the market, the next 100% is always up. And if you can get investors to get that idea, it seems to alleviate a lot of the stress that comes from the noise in the media.
So once advisors help their clients understand the markets better, the second part of that is helping them become informed decision makers independently and with their advisors. So how can they do that?
Making great decisions comes from understanding your choices. So advisors can greatly benefit investors by helping them understand the choices that are available to them. So what we do in our two-day course of the American Dream Experience is we break it down like this. We tell investors that, listen, there's two worlds. There's one world of investing that's predicated on this idea that markets are inefficient and therefore someone can discern or tell which stocks are overpriced or undervalued and take advantage of that. So there's one way of investing that is dependent on a prediction about the future, and the ultimate goal is to beat the market. That's one world, and you can choose that world. There's another world called the science of investing. And in this world, you've got efficient market hypothesis, modern portfolio theory, Fama, French, and factor investing. And the name of the game is get market rates of return and maximize your rate of return for whatever level of risk you're willing to take. So clearly distinguishing what the choices are is a way that advisors can help investors make informed decisions. And just as important as helping them understand the different ways of investing is helping them understand themselves. So investors are biased and they don't know that they're biased. Advisors are biased and they don't know that they're biased. So educating investors on, hey, listen, you've got familiarity bias. You're going to feel comfortable with whatever you're familiar with, but that's not science. There's herding bias. Just because everyone's doing it does not make it the thing to do. Even though it might look like the thing to do, we saw this with Bitcoin. Everybody's doing it, must be safe. It does not mean that it's safe. So I think educating investors on the academics or the, you know, trying to beat the market, there's a choice to be made there. And then also educating them on themselves really allows them to make the best decision for themselves once they understand what they're dealing with and making that choice.
There are four strategies which Matson Money thinks advisor clients should put into practice to become stronger investors. Let's cover them one by one. The first one is maintaining a long-term perspective.
Yeah, I think it's critical. We think it's critical that investors are not worried about the next 5, 10, 20 days, or even the next, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, but rather they're looking 10 years, 15 years, 20 years out into the future. And that's critical because no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. No one knows what's going to happen next week. But we do know the long-term stint of the market is up. And using statistics, we can increase the probability of an investor accomplishing an expected rate of return the longer out you go and the longer you stay disciplined to a strategy. So what looks like a big deal in the short term, over the long term, it's nothing. So a long-term perspective is critical.
The second one's understanding portfolio diversification.
Yeah, this is critical. Very few investors have an academic understanding of portfolio diversification. When people hear diversification, they think it means owning a bunch of stuff, but they're not clear on how all of that stuff works together. And they tend to dramatically underestimate the amount of holdings that's required to have sufficient diversification. So in our portfolio, when we say diversification, we're talking about over 20,000 holdings, over 20 different asset classes across 70 different countries. The type of diversification where you're measuring with something called a correlation coefficient, you're measuring how dissimilar or similar an asset class is correlated with another. That way, when you have something going down, you have something also going up to offset it. So there's a science to diversification, and it's really important investors are aware of it and have a basic understanding of it.
The next one's being a curious investor. I'm really interested in your response to this one.
Yeah, this is about training investors to think for themselves. I think one of the pitfalls in this industry is the media and the industry as a whole has communicated to the public that this is too difficult for them to understand. And most people, and I've talked to people with a lot of money, they think investing is out of their reach and they can't understand it. It's too complicated. And what we find is investors just accept that. So don't accept that. Get curious. They can understand this. You know, where do returns come from? How does the market work? And when you think through these things, there is a logic there. Everybody can get it. Everybody has the ability to understand, okay, all the information's already factored into the price, all the knowable and predictable information's in the price. Therefore, only new and unpredictable information will change prices going forward. Makes sense. Efficient market hypothesis. People can grasp modern portfolio theory and the benefit of diversifying with asset classes that offset each other. They understand that. Thinking about factor investing and the whole cost of capital equals return on capital story with where do returns come from? Well, stocks outperform bonds because stocks have more risk than bonds. Small stocks outperform large stocks because small stocks have more risk than large stocks. Value stocks outperform growth stocks. So curiosity is the beginning of learning. And we tell investors to be curious and not just to accept, oh, this is the way it is. I'll never understand it. Therefore, I've got to trust some guy. I don't really know if I trust, but I don't have any other options. And then I got to cross my fingers with the money I've spent my entire life working for, just hoping it works out. So when we say be curious, we're saying that's not the only way. You don't have to accept that as your fate as an investor. And out of curiosity comes new understanding. And that's really what our company has made our mission, to help investors understand this world of investing in a way that makes sense, in a way that aligns with their purpose.
The last one is the mindset you should have towards your advisor. You should treat them like a coach. And I think that's a really interesting perspective.
Yeah. So if you think about anybody committed to high performance in any area of life, they have a coach. And what's quite interesting is the top performers in the world have more coaches than anybody. These would be Olympic athletes. You know, they've got coaches for their diet. They've got coaches for this. They've got coaches for that. They have more coaches than anybody. And we think that this area of life, this area of investing your money and dealing with your money, it's important enough to have a coach. Now, a coach is going to keep you disciplined when you don't want to be disciplined, a good coach. And we all have our moments of weakness. You know, we all have our moments of saying, I'm going to go to the gym. We don't go to the gym. Human beings are terrible at doing what they said they would do consistently. We're constantly committing to going on the diet, then violating the diet. We're constantly committing to working out 5 days a week, then violating that commitment. You know, we're always saying we're going to do these things and then we don't do them. Now, when it comes to a diet, making one mistake is not going to destroy the diet. You know, you're on a diet, you go out to dinner, they bring out the cheesecake, you take a bite of the cheesecake. That's not going to destroy your health. Investing is a whole different animal where in this game, one mistake and a moment of weakness can quite literally wipe out a lifetime worth of wealth creation. So you want to treat your advisor like a coach and call on them. Ask them questions. I would ask my advisor questions until I understood exactly what was going on with my money. And then in the moments of panic, a great advisor should be able to have a conversation with an investor that will walk them back from the ledge and actually have them excited about the investing solution. You know, if markets are down and people are panicking, a great advisor would remind them in our philosophy, hey, this is a rebalancing opportunity. You know, things are on sale, and completely shift their mindset. And I think it's really valuable to have someone like that in your corner. Here's one last thing. A coach is committed that you win. So as an investor, you want your advisor to be that kind of coach, someone that's committed that you win and that you're able to accomplish the dreams that you're investing your money to accomplish.
Josh, fantastic job. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
To learn more about Matson Money, please visit matsonmoney.com. Please follow us for timely updates on X, LinkedIn, and Facebook, all at Advisorpedia. For everyone at Advisorpedia, our producer, Julia Smolin, our engineer, Tori Miller, and the Power Your Advice podcast team, this is Doug Heikkinen.